This is exactly right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Babs Gray, and say what you will about Tinder, but without it, I would have never watched You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, we can't miss out on that one. I'm Brandi Posey, and stop trying to make Fetch happen. Fetch is Vision Pro by Apple. No.
Oh, my God.
It looks stupid.
I don't even know. What is it?
What it is.
You haven't seen those?
No.
It's we'll the like it. Weird. We'll talk about it. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I'm Tess Barker, and I feel my most Republican when I'm looking at Post Malone's face.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Okay, welcome so to the show, everybody.
What's going on with Vision Quest?
No, Vision Pro.
Is it their glasses? Is it like Google glasses?
Yeah, but it's like the VR thing. You guys haven't seen any of these commercials or any
of the videos?
I haven't
seen anything. I've seen
nothing. Oh my God. It's a nightmare. It's these like stupid goggles that like attach to your hip with a big old white cord. Okay. And like Tesla drivers are wearing them and like doing that while they're also Teslaing. And there's these commercials about how like you can watch a movie anywhere and they just like move around and it's people like texting in front of them, like typing in front of them to nothing. It looks so stupid. Anybody that does it is a fool. I'm
so
very
against
it.
It's like
this.
VR, but it's like something you wear out.
But you do all the living. Yeah, but you do all the functions of your iPhone, but like
I see
one like
that.
A big okay. VR in front of you. So you can send your texts, you can like pick your music, you can watch your movies.
Is that legal to do when you're driving?
What about the Teslas is actually legal?
True.
Yeah, they look stupid and it's yeah, hold on. Let me send you guys a picture. There was like a minute where there were just so many.
I was just looking at it. Yeah, I didn't see. I literally haven't heard about it until now.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, no, they're like $5,000 or something too.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Of course, but that's the thing. This is how it's going to start. Like, this is literally everyone's going to be using something like this in 10 years. You know,
yeah. It's so stupid. I would never.
I wonder. Where do you think you'll be on the adoption timeline?
Never.
Never. You think you'll really be never?
No, never. I'm opting out on this one. Okay. I don't like it.
No, you're not going to do any augmented reality ever?
I don't think so. It would need to get like really good. I'm not interested in VR. I don't like it. I don't like anything on my face just mm-hmm. in general. I don't like having my senses dulled at all to like what is actually happening around me. But for VR,
I get it not walking around with it like day to day.
Yeah.
But VR is not like dulling your senses.
For this is different than VR, but like this kind of stuff, I don't like it. I think it looks stupid to just be swiping. It feels like very just separating yourself from humanity more and more and more, and I'm against all of it.
I just went to Universal Studios for the first time since I was a little kid, and like all of their rides are like, that's kind of their deal.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, there wasn't a single one that didn't make me feel like I was going to chonk.
Sick. And it's just like, why? I could like do this not here. I don't have to be here for this.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You've got the space. Make a big fun ride. I want to feel the
wind. If you still have the Water World show, give me a fucking real ride. What are we doing?
Not survive.
Exactly.
And nothing else.
I don't know. It's so bad.
I don't know. I feel like Water World's got some water blackmail that we don't know about.
Some water mail.
Yeah.
Water World Gate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because, like, wasn't the whole thing about Waterworld, like, wasn't it only kind of notable because of how much nobody liked it?
Yeah, like, it was not a successful movie.
No.
And I feel like it lost a lot of money. There's no way they've made a lot of money on the on the show. It's just insane.
It's bonkers. Yeah. Now, I do feel like I did see the Waterworld. You know, like, I feel like I might have been, like, on the ground floor of the Waterworld stunt show because I did see it as a child.
Right.
And I'll tell you this. If you haven't seen it, that is not VR. That is a guy.
No, that is 100%. That is real human beings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be the best thing in the park. It might be the best thing in the park.
I mean, that movie does rip is the thing. Like, people, like, it did not get much when it first came out, but, like, Waterworld, like, kind of low-key rules.
Does it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really fun. I also just, it's a very original concept. It's silly. Like, it's, it's pretty rad.
I just remember the whole thing was super expensive because they like shot it all in water, which is like comically stupid.
Yeah. It's like water, pets, and kids, they always say are like the three most expensive things to be messing with.
Right. Like, I get CGI wasn't where it is now, but there had to have been a way to cheat it so that you didn't have to shoot the whole movie in water.
Yeah. Could have done it on a big sound stage. Didn't need to be in the open sea, I don't think. A space that should be respected at the utmost to begin with anyway. And they're like, we don't need you out here making fun of us.
That's what the concept of Waterworld is.
Yeah,
making fun of the
making
ocean.
Fun of the sea. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think I wanted to say, by the way, we're doing a Get Shit Done party before I forget to talk about it. For our Patreon subscribers. So if you got shit to do, we're all doing it together March 7th, evening of March 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. PST. Mm-hmm. We're going to get together and each, like, just tackle a thing that we've been putting off. So bring the stuff you've been putting off. Do it with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll have, I don't know, prizes. You know, it's going to be a good time. So patreon.com/ladytolady if you want to hang out with us there or listen to all the extra bonus content we do also, which we do a lot of.
Yeah, we got a ton of bonus content. We're consistent with it. We're putting in the work, guys, to try to make like
we're building our own water world over there.
Absolutely. And we would love it to be as expensive as the movie Water World. So Patreon.com.
Please support our goal to someday having a live show at Universal Studios. Thank you.
At the very least, can we buy a jet ski? Could you guys?
Yes.
When's the last time you guys were on a jet ski?
It's been a while. Too long. We used to have two. My family used to have two, but it's been a very long time since I was on it. My God, my dad got one of them airbrushed with like the Maryland flag and a big Baltimore Raven on the front of
it.
Yes. That is a lost art.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jet ski art.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
My brother has jet skis that I just haven't. I need to. Maybe we
should
need
to commandeer.
To Bass Lake this summer.
Are we coming up with a new resolution?
We got a jet ski this year.
I love that we have just, dare I say, revolutionized resolutions.
I was thinking about this the other day because I was like, this is what resolutions should be.
Yes. Yeah.
Just fun, silly shit.
Resolutions are bucket lists.
But we're just like reframing them.
We're not
even calling them New Year's. They're doable. Yes. You're going to feel great because you're going to check this off your list because it involves Shaq, Tober.
Yep. Yeah. The Breakfast Club, Fabio, and I'm going to do it right now. Jet skis.
Jet skis.
Jet skis.
Jet skis. Yes. We're jet skiing this year.
Oh, my God. We're the coolest people I've ever met.
We are going to jet ski with Fabio onto the shore next to Shacktoberfest in Long Beach.
Oh, jet ski onto the Queen Mary. Let's get it.
I'm not opposed to combining jet ski with Shacktoberfest. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Agree.
That could be fun. I mean, if we're going to drive, I'm going to drive down to Long Beach twice this year.
Right.
That's not on the list.
I mean, can you even think of a more fun day than jet skis and Shacktoberfest?
I can't.
I remember reading one time that, like, because there's, you can rent jet skis and take them to Catalina, which is too far.
That seems far. Yeah.
And then I remember, like, seeing it, and then I looked it up, and the reviews are like, it's really far.
You think you're going to die in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I would never. That's a horrible idea.
That is insane.
Made me laugh. I was like, oh, no. No, you shouldn't use a jet ski as a mode of transportation.
No.
That's like taking a Razor scooter to San Francisco.
Like, exactly. Guess. Yeah. Like, you can do anything. I wouldn't advise it.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
Like, I wonder how long that takes.
Too long.
4 hours, 5 hours?
Easily.
A long time.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, deep ocean. Don't trust it. Too much respect for it. Too much respect for it.
Seriously. Also, if I can just put this out there, I have taken the boat to Catalina, obviously, several times, and there's always a fuck ton of dolphins, like, surrounding the boat, which is cool on a boat.
Yeah.
Terrifying on a jet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Fair.
Yes. Uh-uh. I want a little distance.
Because a jet ski is about, like, revving. You're not... Yeah. You're just going.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're here for the rev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little jump. It's great.
Oh, my God.
You fall off that jet ski in the middle of the ocean? You get, hey.
Oh, my God.
I don't trust my upper body strength enough to get back on that.
No.
No.
Uh-uh. I got dolphins curious. I don't trust any of it. No.
Uh-uh. I'm scared. No. I'm going to be nervous to just jet ski in Long Beach. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little scared.
Yeah. You know, we're facing our fears and our resolutions list, and that's the important thing. So we are growing.
Wow, that is true. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
How many sleeps till Shacktoberfest jet ski day? You know we're going to be so fucking soaked that day. I already can feel the energy in the car. It's going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's 259 days until Halloween. So I'll say 240 days until Shacktoberfest.
I think that's accurate. Yeah.
Also, like, you know, it's always hot around Halloween in LA. Like, we're going to have peak jet ski weather.
It's going to be really nice.
Real good. Ooh. Oh, man. Very exciting.
Okay, patreon.com/ladylady. Please support us and our goals.
And I am running my hour in Los Angeles at the Glendale Room on Tuesday, March 5th. And guess who's opening for me? Babs and Brandy. It's going to be a really good time. Tickets are on eventbrite.com. You can search that, or I'll put a link on my Instagram too. So Tuesday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the Glendale Room with Babs and Brandy.
Okay, let's get... This is... we had a great episode. This is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've been wanting to have this lady on for a while, and we're so glad that she came on. You know her from the podcast Unladylike and also co-founder of Unladylike Media. She also had a podcast, Stuff Mom Never Told You, which I'm sure you've listened to before and is amazing. Please welcome our guest and chat with Kristen Conger. Let's do it. So excited to hang out with our guest, Kristen Conger. Hello.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for warning us your dog might interrupt. I immediately thought dog interrupted, like girl interrupted.
Oh, that would be a good movie.
I would love to see just a dog cast. The whole movie would be done, honestly.
That's what was running through my brain immediately.
But they're all keeping chicken bones under their bed. All
of them. Absolutely. And it would make sense.
Yeah.
That should actually be the whole movie is just the chicken bones under the bed.
Yeah, they're just dogs being interrupted from getting the chicken bones out of from under their bed.
Cut to me frantically writing this screenplay after we get off the Zoom.
Yeah, no one's really determined yet who owns what idiotic ideas we come up with. So
that's true.
Feel free, please. Please.
We've generated a lot of comedy gold on this show.
We just say, you know, make us an EP. That's fine. And use a flattering photo. That's
I will also be open to casting your dogs.
Okay, great. So, Thank you.
I have cats, so they're obviously going to be the like the nurses,
the
yes.
wardens
you know?
For sure. Yeah,
there is
definitely.
Something to the cat playing Angelina Jolie. I'm just going to say.
Oh, that's true.
She's much more feline, that's for sure.
She is.
Yeah, has the energy.
She
I
is.
Like that. So yeah, my dog has big like groundskeeper in the shack energy. It's kind of that isn't a character, but if you could work that character in, I'd like to nepotism my dog.
That groundkeeper was there. We just never saw them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to flip the script.
Just a guy out there just like just sweeping bones into a pile just like again. I don't remember too much about the movie, but I do that stuck with me.
Is that a real part of Girl Interrupted? A guy sweeping
bones? I forgot about that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A girl's like hiding chicken
because she like secretly eats in her room, so she just has these just chicken bones, just so many of them under her bed.
Anyway. That was like me in high school. I used to smoke pot. The first way I learned how to smoke pot was taking a soda can and like we would make a pipe out of a soda. Yeah. Did anyone else do this as a teenager?
Uh-huh.
You would like make a little bowl and poke. And so when I left for college, I didn't have like the good sense to like clear that out of my room. And like while I was away, my mom gave my room to my sister. So when they pulled away my bed, there was just like this trove of burnt soda cans.
Oh no.
Under my bed.
I saw actually someone just posted that they were like, oh, they gentrified this way of smoking because it was like a fancy ceramic version of the soda.
Oh my god.
Can pipe.
I might need
you pay
that.
Pay $40 for it now.
So Kristen, I've been binging on Ladylike, your show. It's so good. You cover just like this amazing variety of feminist issues or just issues that are like interesting to women or important to women in a very fun and listenable way. So yeah, tell us about the show a little bit.
So, well, first of all, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Unladylike is what I call a feminist lifestyle podcast, which is sort of the shortest way that I can say I'm just kind of obsessed with women and gender and all of the things that fall under that category. And so sometimes I'll cover more kind of serious topics. So like the latest episode on the feed right now when we're recording is about Indigenous identity fraud, or usually like white ladies basically saying that they are Indigenous and like making that part of like their
career
and full identity, only to then like be found out that like, oh, hey, no, actually, you're not Indigenous, which is a very serious issue.
23 and me breaking up the game. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Who knew DNA was going to be this chaotic?
That's true. I mean, you're saying this. This is triggering a memory I have of like when I was applying to colleges. It was like, I feel like I had teachers and guidance counselors tell me like, if you're 5% Native, make sure you put that on your application. Or like, you know, like
really?
You might just be a tiny bit because that'll help. Yeah.
I remember right, and they're not saying look into it. They're saying just check the box.
If you've heard, there's an old photo that you could maybe be related to.
Wow, oh my God.
It's definitely an issue, and especially in academia. Before I pull us down into that dark rabbit hole, like that's a more serious topic that I'll cover. But then the week before was me really just satisfying my own curiosity about the phenomenon of girl dads and boy moms. I don't know if y'all are familiar. I do not have children, so this is also like parent
none
culture.
Of us did.
Yeah. Okay, so
this is aunt corner over
you're
here.
You're in a
yes, yes, same, so. Same. I'm aunt with dog. And
yes,
so, that's a very familiar zone for us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did not even know that boy mom was a thing. And in case listeners, you're unfamiliar with this as well, it is exactly what it sounds like. You are a mom who has sons, presumably. But I didn't even know it was a thing until last year. One of my best friends who has two sons texted me and was like, oh my God, I cannot tell you how annoying and cringe it is when women find out that I have sons and are like, oh my God, boy mom. I mean, is it just wild? Do you ever get to rest? And she's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say to this, but
right. So, it's like, yeah, they're children. No, I
right,
never rest.
Right. They're like two kids under five.
They're human beings I have to keep alive.
Right. And so I asked, like, well, okay, is girl mom a thing then? And she said, no, it's girl dad. Because of course we have to, like, you know,
of course,
opposite pair. Right. There are two and only two genders. And when, you know, it is a boy and a girl mixing, then wow, what a, you get like a whole like Etsy merch stock. It's a whole yeah. identity.
I mean, imagine caring about the opposite gender in a way that wasn't romantic, you know? I mean, I think that it's
right.
It's just like mind blowing to, you know, encourage their personhood of the opposite gender. It's crazy.
Yeah, it gets kind of wild, I think. And it's definitely a spectrum of, you know, the kinds of personal meanings that people will attach to boy momdom. But I think the most unhinged was a description that I saw of that raising a son is just the longest breakup of your life.
Because wow. I just cringed on behalf of future wives everywhere.
Oh, I can see the font. I can see the font that it's written in.
Yes.
I can see it. Oh, it's so bad. Ooh. Driftwood. And awful.
I like what you said in the episode too about like, whereas girl mom, it's like it is kind of like these moms like, excuse the mess. I mean, I'm sorry, girl, boy, I'm getting the genders. Boy mom, excuse the mess. Like my life is crazy. And then but the girl dad is almost kind of like a reaction to the patriarchy. Like it is men mm-hmm. kind of saying like, I'm not like a dick like that. Like I can be sensitive and do tea parties mm-hmm. and take my daughter to the ballet. I thought that was really interesting too.
But at the same time, like, yeah, I do think that there's more kind of like virtue signaling in girl dad. Mm-hmm. But also, it does like stray into the territory of like, I'm a girl dad, which means I have girls and I have guns. And if you're a man that walks on my property and you look at my daughter, you know what I mean? Like it also like swings in that the crazy direction.
They're the ones that have those shirts that have like 10 lines that are like, if you try to date my daughter, then I will come with you after in my truck and then you will,
Yeah, the text like continues to the back of the shirt.
Right. Down the legs.
Like a Futura Bold situation on that.
Very Futura Bold font.
And it also does feel like even in the, I mean, I feel like I first heard the term girl dad, like it was when Kobe Bryant died, which you talked about everything on the episode too. And it's like, as you talked about, like he also was accused credibly of like sexual assault and like, and the idea of like, just because someone is a good father or caring to their daughter doesn't mean it's mutually exclusive from also having been like terrible to other women and committed these like egregious crimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't those guys who were like, well, now that I have a daughter, I really see.
Yes. I suddenly care about women, at least women I am related to. You
know. Still not my wife, though.
Right. Well, she's kind of a drag.
Not technically related.
Yeah. You know? Get out of here. I'm hanging out with the daughters. You don't get a relationship. You're not a meme.
I will say, you know, one of my closest friends has two sons now. They're both very young. And she said that, like, when her first son was born, she immediately started crying thinking about him getting a girlfriend someday. Like, natural, like, you know what I mean? So it was just something that came out of her that she was like, I think, like, what the fuck? Like, wasn't expecting to feel that way.
You know, I've had a few friends who have sons tell me that, and I wonder if it's the same, but I wonder if there are mom, like, do you have that thought? I don't know, none of us have kids, I don't know, but like if you have a daughter, I would imagine maybe there's some similar, like,
of course
bittersweetness around that, right? Like it's always bittersweet to see your kid grow up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet it's more if we stay in like a very like tight closed gender box that it's also maybe a more a thing of like concern of like, oh God, she's gonna grow up and then she's gonna meet boys and then dad's gonna have to get that shotgun out.
Yeah.
Well, you're also putting all of your, to some degree, probably your dating baggage and your experiences, just like, they're gonna have to go through all that bullshit too. Somebody's not gonna
text back my baby someday. And that's going to be a bad, somebody's going to ghost my child.
Also, yeah, like what are fuckboys going to be like when we're all just like in VR world? I don't even know at that point. So yeah. It's not even going to be texting back. It's just going to be like, they didn't digitally communicate with my brain.
Yeah.
Later.
Our avatars aren't talking anymore. Yeah.
Do you guys know there's a kids museum in Santa Barbara called the Moxie? I'm guessing I'm the only person who's been there. Yeah. But I went there with my niece over Christmas, and it's San Francisco used to have a similar museum called the Exploratorium. Maybe they still have it. It's called the Exploratorium, and it's this very cool, tactile. It's fun for adults too. It's just like a bunch of shit where you can kind of like play around and experiment, but there's no instructions on anything. Like, it's all just kind of trippy, cool shit. And at the Moxie, they have this really crazy thing where you put your head against these like sensor things, and then your friend sits across the table from you and also has their head on the sensor thing. And whoever is more, and there's a ball in between you guys, and whoever is like more focused and relaxed can move the ball more. So you guys, like, with your brain, try to get the ball to move to the opposite person's goal. And I've been thinking about that ever since I did it. Like, we can literally move things with the power of our brain.
Why are we like bending any spoons then?
Yeah, right.
I forget what made me think about that. It was something about AI.
I think we were talking about like talking with our
brains. Yeah. But like, anyway, but like, can you imagine when like big tech gets a hold? Like, that was at a cute kids museum.
Yeah. For sure.
We're going to be cone heads. We're going to be, I don't know if they talk through their brains. I know they fucked through their.
And like in like Demolition Man, that is like, when like they're gonna have sex, they pull out their little box, their little like headbands, and then they just both are imagining a music video in their head together.
Hell yeah!
I mean, is that, you know, not how y'all do it? I mean,
no touching.
I just put on an old NSYNC video in my mind and take me away.
bye.
I mean, me and Adam both have a VR. It's like I used his old one, and we both play. We stood in the living room the other day playing mini golf 5 feet away from each other. And I was like, I feel so weird. We're standing in the same room, but like both in another place.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's interesting to like, you know, because I'm so the last person to adopt like any new technology, and like he is leaning into it. So it's like very interesting to be like, all right, like this is, you know.
Babs, I'm just going to call you on that quickly, because last summer, I feel like you were playing arcade games that were in Taiwan or something.
Oh, yes, I was.
You were doing a claw game.
Does that count as technology?
I think so. It was on your phone. It's tech. You were doing arcade games on your phone.
Yes, there was an app where you, oh my God, I totally forgot about this. I still have some of the prizes I won around somewhere, but it was an app where you would play an actual claw game that was, completely in another country, but it was moving while you played it. And then like your prizes would get shipped to you 5 months later in an insane package where you're like, I don't know what this is.
Oh, apparently I want anthrax. Got it.
Yeah. So I don't know if I would consider myself, I don't know what that was. I think that was more just like a random.
I mean, you are a gamer. I don't know if you identify as a gamer, but you are.
No, I am.
You are a gamer. Yeah.
You taught me how to play video games.
That's true. Okay. Fair.
I'm always shocked.
All right. Never mind. You know what?
High tech Babs.
I'm high tech. I take it back. I am high tech.
Wait, so what did you win from that claw game?
Literally like plushies. Like I won like a tiny like off-brand Mickey and Minnie Mouse or something. you get tickets and then you can like choose your prizes, but they were all like anything good was like too expensive, you know.
Wait, so that's not changing. Your prize is not what the claw got?
I honestly can't really remember because it's been a while. So I think it would just count for like a certain amount of coins or something, and then you could pick. I don't really remember.
Okay.
So
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Because I remember the Denny's where we used to go after I like did plays had one of those. And like, I remember like there would be like iPods in there and shit.
Right. And of course, those were never. Yeah. I'm sure there were not actually iPods in those boxes.
No.
Yeah. You actually like you spend hundreds of dollars trying to get one. And then it's just like, see the cashier, and then they give you just like a picture.
I mean, yeah, I just, of course, we all remember, like, if you're a kid at the arcade and you like got so many tickets and you're like, oh my God, and then you go and it's just like the sticky hand is the only thing available, the or just like sticky. Some shitty. Oh.
And they would get so nasty. So they were so gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Two sticky hands, just like bacteria collector.
Yeah. And you're just like, I just spent, yeah, like $50 just to get
this disgusting, essentially lint brush, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just like a COVID hand.
Yeah. Yeah. What a whimsical way to just whack COVID onto somebody else's face from across the room.
That was fun part.
Just of like a hand. Frog. Yeah.
Yeah.
The frog.
Yeah. Just whack somebody. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know, I guess slap bracelets are back, which is kind of exciting.
Hey, that's good.
I will take those over Stanley's. Thank you.
Yes. Have you done an episode about Stanley Cups yet?
No, but I was listening to the most recent episode of Lady to Lady. We were talking about Stanley's.
Talk about that. Yeah.
And I have to tell you that I thought that I was going to score some real ant points this year at Christmas because all of my, I have double digits. Nieces and nephews.
Oh my God, you're a supreme aunt.
Wow.
And most of them now are teenagers. So, and I've gotten to a point where, like, I don't really care to give them gift cards unless they specifically ask for something. It's like, you know what? I want to try to, like, find some quirky little present. Also, there are, like, 75 of y'all, and I can either give you, like, a $5 gift card or, like, some kind of actual gift. So I go on all of the, you know, the recommended gift lists on The Strategist and The Cut and whatever. And I see, because I am an elder, I was like, oh, Stanley Cups. These things, I see teen girls are interested in these cups. And so I decided to get one for my niece who is 17 and she's really cool. Just like,
yeah,
cool as a cucumber. And I was like, I don't know if she'll want this, but like surely this is a brand that surely she will know.
Yeah.
And when I tell y'all, like, first of all, then I saw the price of how much like the normal size
can
one
I ask
was.
I don't really know how much they are because everyone talks about it, but I don't actually know.
Like, is this 40 or 50 bucks.
Wow, okay, that's a lot.
They're expensive.
Yeah. For like the whatever size one that was viral on TikTok.
Acceptably, you know, cool. Okay.
And honestly, good for Stanley. I hope they raised the price and they were like, if this is gonna be this stupid shit that we're gonna do, fine. We'll cash in. We're the mason jars of the 2020s.
Yes. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, fuck that. I'm not buying her a $40 to-go cup. That's absurd. So they had one size. They actually had, I think it's like a 12 ounce or something, which is still, you know, I think a good size.
Yeah,
and it was only like
$20. Actually easy to carry around, unlike the other ones.
I was like, this is all not about like the brand of cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I managed to find like, I think the very last one in Metro Atlanta, Georgia, and got it for her. And I was so nervous. I was like across the room watching her unwrap the present. And I don't know if she liked it or not, y'all, because she was just still stone-faced. And I wanted to be like, Stanley Cup, right? Isn't that what?
Yeah.
She's
I
like,
know.
Cool aunt.
You got
cool
nothing? Aunt. You got nothing?
But like if she's 17 and she's cool.
I know. Yeah,
that's probably know. All you're going to get no matter what.
Yeah, you need that to is just true.
Stalk her Instagram and see if she shows it. I think that's how we find out if they like things now. You have to stalk their social media. Oh,
that's true.
Get their true react.
I don't even think our kids using Instagram though. They're probably TikTok, using an app we haven't even like know about.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably blocked me. That's the thing.
Probably, God. Honestly.
Yeah.
I will say like all the teens that I'm related to, like they are, I see them in my stories and stuff and they'll like posts, but they don't post anything on their feeds, which makes me think that they have like burners that their parents don't know about.
Yeah.
Yes.
That tracks.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I would think. Like, why are they on there if they
they're
don't...
smart? I would think.
Yeah.
I would would want a Finsta.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course. Yeah.
I don't think, I think I would be like, no, fuck it. I'm putting it all out there and it would be a terrible idea. Well, okay. I think you know what?
I did my best.
Your best. You know, you aunted your best, and that's all we can do.
I tried. Think you were a great girl aunt, I think.
Thank you, girl aunt. Great,
yeah, can we bring job. In girl aunt?
Yeah.
Girl aunt. Yeah. I really never expected to get to an age where it does feel like the power dynamic has shifted. And it'll probably even out again once she gets a little bit older, where it's like, I just found myself back in a place of like high school thirst, being like, yes. Oh my God, what can I get for Laura Lee that like she'll think is cool, but that I can also afford, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
okay, so if anything I tried. But yeah. Also, did y'all see the news of that woman who stole $2,500 worth of Stanley cups?
No.
No.
What happened?
So
like three of them?
What a heist. No. I can't wait for that movie. Let's make that one.
It's like, I think it's something like she stole 65 cups. I'm not sure from where, probably Target, but it's like this viral news story now. She stole $2,500 worth of cups, probably to like put on Poshmark or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It probably wasn't like a Robin Hood Stanley's cup situation.
No.
That would be amazing. She's just handing them out
to poor
Robin
girls.
Hood of one.
Yeah. That would be the movie.
Yeah. Exactly. We're all our own personal Robin Hood in late capitalism.
So wait, how did she get busted? Did she get out of the store?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is I saw the headline. You know, I'm a real news reader. I read the headline. Yeah. I saw the photo of like, it's like a
Who's
photo of a police
the whole
car.
Thing of that.
Yeah. Right. Like, I can't dedicate that much. I've already, Stanley has already claimed too much space in my brain.
Yeah.
But it's just, there's a photo of like the hood of a cop car just covered in Stanley cups. Which is quite an image.
I'm looking at it. This is amazing. Yeah.
I'm absolutely imagining the cops, like, you know, when they like bust a big like cash thing, you know, yes. That some of them are stashing the cash. You know, some of them are like hoarding, like taking those for their wives. They're like, oops, count's a little light.
A girl dad is like, I'll take this home.
Yeah. Cops or girl like, dad is yeah. Fuck. For some reason, like, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah. Girl time. Cop.
Yeah.
Girl dad cop.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Oh my God. Yeah. I just love it when they like put their haul up, just like the picture of all the drugs, but this time it's just all of the Stanley cups that they got. Oh my God.
I wish her well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, ballsy, because like this.
Because they're big and they're heavy and they're loud, I would assume.
So staff saw a woman take a shopping cart full of Stanley water bottles without paying for them. She just walked out with a shopping cart full of them.
I think people do that a lot. I think that's like a go-to.
Oh, it happens every time I'm at Target, yeah.
Just trying to sweep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respects.
God, I always want, every time I see like the Hams, I just think of supermarket sweep. The shiny gold, I'm like, it's in there. Okay. Oh my God. We got to take a break and hydrate ourselves. Yeah. We'll be back in a second.
Lady to Lady is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. Look, I don't know what you're working on with yourself this year. I'm working on my communication in my relationships. It's something I've really struggled with. And my communication with myself as well. You know, I kind of sweep things under the rug and I'm really trying to learn how to not do that with myself and with the people in my life. And that's where therapy has really come in to help. You know, it's helped me break through. It's helped me find out who I really am. And that's why I'm such a big fan of BetterHelp. You know, whether you're new to therapy or a longtime fan, consider giving BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp was created to fit into your busy life. It's entirely online. It's super convenient and flexible. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And look, if it's not clicking, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's that easy to just get started, start digging in there. You really have nothing to lose. You gain so much perspective. You gain so much knowledge about who you are and how you tick. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/lady today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/lady.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Kristen.
Kristen, we're going to ask you some very important questions, also known as business questions.
Ooh, I should have worn my shoulder pads.
Oh my God.
But first, a theme song.
Are you a feminist or not?
Business.
Please be advised.
Questions.
Business questions.
Are we moving the needle?
We've got some business.
Pull up a chair. Would you like some water?
Business questions.
I love those songs. So good.
Oh boy.
Serious time. Now I'm still thinking about shoulder pads too. And like, it's so funny that like in that time in history, like if you were a boss bitch, you just had like, I guess, a shorter neck.
Yeah. You just looked like a little football player. You got to tussle with those guys in the boardroom. I'd love to see the reverse. I'd love to see like, it come into vogue where like guys have to have like a slimmer shoulder to like look more like women CEOs. Yeah. Like that would be.
You know what I feel like the reverse of the shoulder pad was those, what did they call them?
Shrugs?
It was like, no. Where just the shoulders are out.
Oh,
shirts.
A cold shoulder. I love a cold shoulder. I still wear a cold shoulder.
You don't wear cold shoulders.
Two of my favorite tops are cold shoulders.
Okay, but
Tess,
I don't...
Tess can pull off a cold shoulder.
Thank you.
Yeah. The ones you wear are not the ones I'm thinking about, because the ones I'm thinking about are not fashionable at all. Like, they're just, like, it's like this much. I don't know. I guess I have a lot of trauma from, like, plus size clothing and, like, what they would attempt to make sexy. And so it's like, it's a lot of cold shoulder tops, but the rest is just a tent, you know? And I'm like, no, this is not what I want. I don't... No one wants this.
There was a period where, remember all like the daytime TV makeover shows where like if you had boobs or were big at all, it was either that or a 3/4 inch or 3/4 sleeve. It was, that was it. That was all you got.
Or the cross, what is it called? The cross dress.
Oh, a wrap like around.
The wrap dress.
Just really accentuate those. Yeah, make those boobs
those
real
dumpy. Those are terrible
dumpy.
For boobs.
Let's get it.
Wrap dresses awful. If you have tits.
The worst. The worst. They were always putting people in those.
And lots of ruching. You know, like the ruching across the
ruching.
I loved ruching. It won't draw attention to it. It's no. Yes, it does. It's people are like, pull it down.
You know what's in fashion right now that I've been seeing like in Pilates and yoga is like people do like these yoga pants where there's a butt crack sewn in and then ruching coming out of the butt crack.
Oh, yeah. It makes the butt look bigger.
Yes, no, it like that's really big. Accentuates your ass, but it also looks insane.
Yeah.
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 No, it's like, it looks like a butthole. It's
very graphic. It's graphic. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that just goes all the way in there. Okay.
That's deep.
Yeah. It's just really good for
okay,
you.
Okay, anyway, business. Let's
serious.
Yes, business.
This
business.
Was just...
Yeah. This is just how we open an interview.
Yeah, Kristen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh gosh. The hardest business question.
That is.
Well, where do I begin? Well, I, as you know, I have a dog. I make podcasts. I'm in my attic. This question is putting me way too on the spot. I am concerned.
I know
for myself.
It's tough.
Sorry,
it's tough.
I know
it's difficult.
It's almost as bad of a question as what have you been up to lately?
Ah, yes. Yeah. I automatically freeze with that question of like, oh well, you know, work.
I promise. Do you want to see my calendar? I promise. It's many colors.
So that is me. Yes, that's me. I'm a woman with a dog in a podcast. We can start there.
Magnifique.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Love it. Light years ahead of most people just with that.
No, that's great.
What is your dog's name?
Brewster.
Brewster.
Oh my God.
And his millions.
Although I have to tell you, so he is a shelter dog.
Yep.
And his shelter name was Joseph.
Oh,
I know.
That's
serious.
A wild dog name. Not even Joe or Joey. Joseph.
It was Joseph.
That is too biblical for me. I like it when dogs have just like person names.
Yeah.
Joseph is actually Buddy's middle name.
As a
middle name,
dog's
great.
Middle name.
Perfect.
Fine. That's
Buddy
that's
Joseph.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. That is great. As a just a woman in a dog park. Joseph.
How did you come up with Brewster?
How did I come up with Brewster? You know, I'm not sure. His full name is Brewster Underbite because he's like a little multi-poo mutt.
Yeah.
And he's got that little kind of underbite thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it was inspired by the film Brewster's Millions, but yeah. I think we wanted something like kind of proper and old-fashioned, but not so proper as a Joseph, you know?
Yes.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brewster is nice. For like a little like scruffy little underbitey guy.
Yeah.
Brewster Underbite, full name. You really buried the lead on the full name. I love it.
And he just looks like a little mop.
Yeah.
He's sleeping.
Oh, I love him.
Baby. Okay, Kristen, tell us your biggest weakness and your biggest strength.
Okay. My biggest weakness is sometimes this question. And I have to tell y'all, are you familiar with the establishment Planet Smoothie?
Yes.
Okay. Is it
inside of a gym?
Yeah, no? I was wondering.
Probably. It actually it does like. Not matter. It's a smoothie shop.
Yeah. Okay. It's Jamba, but for like gym heads.
But like healthier. It's like Jamba, but actually healthy.
Well, they say.
Okay. I really derailed us with taking you out of Planet Smoothie. It's a smoothie shop.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a Planet Smoothie in my town growing up. And one summer when I was a teenager, I was looking for jobs and I love smoothies. So I was like, oh, I gotta work at Planet Smoothie. I want free smoothies. Like it
oh,
really
no.
was like
you're gonna fly too close to the sun.
Yeah. And I grew up in a college town, so I also knew my competition was fierce. Why are they going to go with a high schooler instead of all these college students? I knew I had to go in serious. I had no job experience, but I had smoothie experience. And they asked me the question of like, what, you know, we got to the what's your biggest weakness? And I think I lost the whole thing because I answered like, well, you know, I just sometimes I work too hard. And they were just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You want it too bad. You want to be on the planet too bad.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say my biggest weakness is smoothies.
I should have.
I'm just going to be just
like
getting
protein
powders.
Also,
like, they're probably like, well, you're just going to be drinking it all the time.
Yeah. Right, so no. But I was like really serious. Like sometimes I just work too hard. You know, I've got a really good work ethic. They were just like, she's going to be awful.
I mean, you're college. Yeah, that's of course
what
you're going to say.
They expect you to like have hacked that answer as a teen.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm doing my best.
Wow,
so you got rejected and you had to go in there after that and know that they didn't accept you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, man. What's
the woman I am today?
What's the teen job that got away for everybody? That's that Ooh. Like...
Yeah, I know mine. It's there was this really cool, it's still there, like record store in Ventura. That's like multi-level... cool records. You could buy pipes and belly button rings there, tapestries, whatever you need. And I really wanted to work there. And I got past the first interview and then I had to take a personality test. And I must have failed that because they were like all about me. And then it was like one of those like mind fuck questions where it was like, I remember the questions being like, I am always honest no matter what. And I'd be like, yes. But then it would be like, if I saw someone do something even not that bad, I would report it to them. Like, there was a bunch of questions where you would, like, be forced.
They were giving you, like, a real, like, Jean Valjean. Like, if you saw someone stealing bread, but it was for their family.
So I failed the Jean Valjean test, and I didn't get to work at the head shop.
Wow.
No.
Man, that doesn't feel very head shoppy, is that I test? Know. I mean, like, it's really, you know what? You dodged a bullet there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can think of actually, so when like I remember when we were younger, I think like Whole Foods was like seemed cool, or you know, at one point it was like cool
when it was,
and
oh,
I wanted I wanted to work there when I was like a teen. And I remember on the application they like, it was like very like hippie, they were like, draw a picture of your future self. And I drew myself performing in Rent.
They're like, we can't have this energy in the Whole Foods.
So, you know, that might have sunk it right there.
So also a personality test.
What role did you give yourself, Maureen?
Probably. Yeah. I don't think I specified the, but I was like, I legit was like me and then like audience, like clapping. I remember that really well. Cause my like ex-boyfriend, like always referenced to my high school boyfriend.
Really funny.
What about you, Brandy?
Blockbuster.
Oh, shit.
I wanted in there so bad, but it just wasn't going to happen. I mean, that was a very sought after gig.
Sure, because you get to see everyone.
I know. Yeah. I was like, this is like everybody's free rentals here all the time, free rentals. And like, you know, I knew a lot about 90s movies. So, but I just didn't, wasn't in the cards. It's all right. And now they're mostly gone. So that's what they get.
Did they quiz you on like your film knowledge or anything?
Yeah. I remember it was just like, yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, talk to us about your favorite movies and stuff. I probably talked about Jim Carrey too much. And they were like, too much for this.
Plus, they were like, she's definitely going to steal all of our cardboard stand-ups.
Yeah.
I also still to this day have not seen The Godfather. And I bet you that that worked against me in that interview. But I like have had a very like...
You're like, I'm never going to know.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Blockbuster rejected me. I'll never watch The Godfather. Never.
Sean, because I'm married to a man, you know, he's reading The Godfather right now. And
reading? Is it a book?
He's on book three, actually. It's
I heard it's the worst.
Wait, is it based on a book or is the book based on the movie?
No, it's based on a book. Okay. Yeah.
Really
every time he opens it, I can't help but go, Godfather?
That is so funny that he's reading.
Yeah.
I love it. Can't get enough.
I think he's already done the audiobook and he's revisiting on Kindle. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Is he like a mafia head kind of?
He is. Yeah. Classic mafia World War II.
He's a very classic,
very classico
boy, football,
boy man. Yeah. What do you want to call
yes.
He's a boy husband. Yeah.
I have a total boy husband. Yes. Okay. What about your biggest strength, Kristen?
Ooh. Okay. In the workplace specifically.
Whatever.
I thought this was a job interview.
Okay, yes, in the workplace. Yes.
In the workplace.
Why are we not working? You know what I mean?
I mean, we're chill.
I mean, well, that's the thing, too. Now I work by myself, and my home is my workplace. I think that my biggest strength is I can fill silences with words. No, I think that I think one of my biggest strengths is good ideas and a sense of humor. Although sometimes that can be the biggest weakness in the workplace, because there have been times, like especially like after college, early to mid 20s, when I had office jobs, I really had to learn like when Bring not to tell jokes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those were some tough,
I think we're all
toughies.
Just reliving moments.
Yeah. We're all thinking about certain conference tables. Also, I don't know about you guys, but like the free coffee at offices, like what else are you going to do but drink that? And like when I'm super caffeinated, like I just don't shut the fuck up. And I have had things of like, you were so annoying this morning. Nah. Is that happening to anyone else?
The only office job I like really had where I like really had to be in the office all the time, it was when I was like, really starting comedy, and like that was my only goal. So I just was I just tried to like literally be a ghost. I actually hid under the desk once when it was someone's birthday. Like, because
I remember that, so
I didn't have to go sing happy birthday to them. Like, I was like, I don't exist. I am not here. Do not acknowledge me. So I did like the opposite. I was just like barely there.
Oh man. Yeah. My like big office job, they had like, that's when the first time I ever started really drinking coffee was there. Cause I was like in Marina Del Rey. I had to drive across town, drink coffee. But I also like, they had free Cliff bars. So, nice. Yeah. So I'd have like a Cliff Bar and a giant coffee every morning for breakfast.
Just a trucker.
Yeah.
Special.
God, I just, you know, all that fuel I needed for sitting at my desk all day.
Just sit at your desk. Yeah.
That just flashed me back to like the one office that I worked in had, it was like a full on like high school kind of social dynamics where there were kind of like
a lot of them
the
are.
Cool girl cliques and cliques, plural. No, just one. And I was not a part of it. I knew it. Tess, you asked if any of us had talked too much and been annoying at meetings. That was me, but they would just talk about it behind my back. You know, you could just like feel that vibe. And I will never forget walking into the break room one day, which was always kind of daunting because you never know who's going to be in there. It might be like a rando, and I don't, those kinds of like instant put upon like small talk scenarios.
An elevator.
Just like send me. I will automatically pretend like, oh, I gotta go. But the cool girls were gathered in the break room, and I walked in, and there was this, we had this shitty little vending machine, and I got one of the offerings, which was a subpar, granola mix, or trail mix. Excuse me. I just wanted some afternoon nuts, okay? And some M&Ms, so sue me.
Yeah.
One of those girls turns to me and she goes, I always wondered who got the trail mix.
Oh, you're snack-shamed.
Like, yes.
What? Wow.
An asshole.
And true like, asshole.
Really? Oh. Okay.
That's the level we're at. Like, this isn't even about, like, some, like, a real thing. This is just you being like, bitch. Literally,
you are mocking me. We are all grown at this point. You are mocking me for eating the least desired snack in the vending machine.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a topic of lunch conversation for y'all in about 10 minutes.
Oh, 1,000%.
If they're even eating lunch, because I remember in my office, there was a scourge. What was the lemonade detox diet that was very big at the time where when I had that office job. And there was this one gal that was like, she went the longest on it. And she would come in and be like, food just smells different to me now. Glug, glug, glug with her big... And so she would just come over and just sniff everyone's lunches. It was so weird.
God, what?
Just like, it's not what it used to smell like. And I'm like, you're starving. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, food culture in the office. I mean, we've discussed before, but it's
the
such
most
a
toxic.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like also just, you know, everyone's, like sad. So it's just like, there's so much like, you're just eating crap all the time just to like feel alive.
It feels like a psychological neighbor to when you're on a plane. And, like, of course you want the peanuts. Like, of course. Like, it's something.
Yes.
Like, it's like, of course you want the free food. Like, anything.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course I'm going to eat the fucking whatever you bring in.
I don't care. I paid a lot of money to be here.
But then it's everyone's like, oh, I shouldn't. And you're just like,
no.
Shut up.
I did
take every free snack.
I did once catch a coworker eating pizza out of the trash can at work. And that was... I had the upper hand in that moment, at least.
Did you say anything?
Yes. He was a dick. And I saw an opening, and it was walking in and him pulling full-blown slice of pizza out of trash and eating. And I was like, wow, hello. Yes, I'm about to go tell everyone.
He's like, fuck you, Kristen.
It was a ride.
All right. First of all, who throws a full slice of pizza away in the trash? Second of all, I've done that.
With a wrapped sandwich. It's different.
It's been a long, I don't even remember the details, but I did do that at my office job. And it was safe. It hadn't touched anything else, I know. But
well, you were probably nice to people.
I was. Well, I also was barely there. No one knew. It was a ghost eating the pizza.
The sandwich.
You know.
Well, but you know what concerns me about the trash sandwich? Is like, I feel like a sandwich is so personal. Like,
yeah.
Eating someone else's sandwich is like looking in someone else's inbox. you know, like. Mm-hmm.
But they threw it away. So is it theirs still?
Yeah. Were there bite marks in it?
Yeah. Were there bite marks in it?
No. It was fully like.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was in there, but it was.
No, I just mean like, would you have done it differently? Like, don't you? Yeah. Like, don't like, I like oil and vinegar, salt and pepper. Like, some people don't like that. Like, I don't.
Right.
Like,
right,
I hate mayonnaise. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's so much that goes into a sandwich that like to. Also, I don't eat meat. So like, I would never fuck with a stranger sandwich, but. But I just
no,
like
I see, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. The ravenous office culture is like, it doesn't matter. It's just food to put in my face. So I don't have to think about everything else. That I'm
yeah. When your option is coming from a trash can, I don't know. You know, like, well, does this have oil and vinegar? Oh God. No, yeah.
A memo for the office. Could everyone's trash please be more of like an oil and vinegar, not a mayo fan on your garbage? Thank you so much.
Yeah, will you mark it? Can you just make sure that's on the wrapping? Thank you. Okay. Oh God. I'm sorry I said that. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back. Hey everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. This is Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Jess.
I'm Kristen.
Of Unladylike, we were saying Unladylike meets Lady to Lady, the ultimate battle.
We have a dun, Lady dun, Voltron.
Okay, it's time for Lady Problems. Oh my God. If you have one, send it to us. Call us 323-6-BUT-30. Email us ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Oh, I was also going to say, if you had, I'd be interested to hear from people and their funny teen job.
Yes.
What is it called? Whatever. If you didn't get a job, even if you did.
Well, yeah,
the one that got away.
That got
the one
away. That got away. Please tell us. Yeah.
Please call us about that because that'd be great. Let's do Lady Problems.
All right.
Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Do you have them? Lady Problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hey, ladies. I am calling you from Alaska, and that part of this lady problem is important. So my partner and I moved here in July, and Alaska is, like, really cool, really picturesque, and our family's in the Midwest. And this is the first time that I have, like, my partner's parents, we're not married, but for the sake of ease, the in-laws coming, and his parents are coming for 2 weeks. 2 weeks during a month where it's, like, gross and nasty spring melt rain yuck. Not, like, beautiful winter or beautiful summer. And they will be staying in the guest room of my house. I'm just looking for advice. Like, how do I maintain my sanity during that? How do I still, like, appreciate them and their existence, even though I might really want them out of my house? Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Great question.
That is a very long time.
Yeah.
And also, like, I've been to Alaska, and there's also an added element of, like, how light versus dark will it be during the days when they're there? Because when I was there, it was only like, it was only dark for like 3 hours a day or something. And it messed me up. Like, my circadian rhythm got messed up really bad. Mm. So, like, I assume it might be the reverse if it's like in the start, you know, wintertime right now, but they might just sleep a lot too.
That would be cool. Yeah. Stock up on the cozy tea.
Yeah, you're going to hear about that a lot, too, I bet. Like,
I mean, yeah. I think part of it is, like, don't feel like you need to do every single thing with them. Like, it is totally cool to take your laptop into your bedroom and just watch shit on your laptop. And, like, I think it's just, like, creating boundaries for yourself and, like, carving out time by yourself, even if, like, there's probably going to be, like, a little, like, you may feel a little bit of a tug or pressure. They're in your house. It doesn't sound like maybe it's going to be super possible to be, like, outside all the time. But, like, you're not being rude. It's your house. You need time for yourself. Like, I definitely don't – my go-to would be just, like, watching shit on my laptop or whatever. But or reading a book, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess the benefit of them being there a while is that it's not going to be one of those trips where it's like they feel like they have to cram a bunch of stuff in, hopefully. I mean, I don't know if there's any what they want to do while they're there, but you know, when someone's only visiting for like 2 days, you're like, oh, we have to like do get so much in. So definitely like, I feel like I would just, you don't have, I wouldn't do much aside from like, obviously you're going to be a nice host and stuff, but just like, yeah, make sure you have time for yourself. Take walks on your own. Like, you know, get out of the house. Like, you are used to this weather and stuff. So for you, you know, I'm sure you'll be like okay with it. So I think like just kind of, yeah, make sure you have your alone time. And then I do like to use when people come in from out of town excuses to like do stuff I wouldn't normally do. Like if there is like some little touristy things that seem cheesy, whatever it is, just lean in and do it because it's like stuff you wouldn't do on your own. You know, so yeah,
especially since they haven't lived there all that long, it could be a fun reason to like get out and explore other things. I really though wish I could get a layout of the living space because I
get a blueprint, please.
I want to know like how much personal space everybody's going to have. And it immediately makes me wonder, too, are they the kinds of parents who will entertain themselves or, like, are going to be looking in your cabinets, maybe trying to, like, tidy up? Do you know what I mean? Like, nosier kinds of parents. And I think the biggest piece of advice that I would give is these are your partner's parents and treat this trip as such. Like, sit down with them beforehand and be like, what are you going to be doing to entertain your parents?
You are your lead on this project.
You're going for a best supporting actress nomination on this trip.
Yeah.
Emphasis on actress, because you're going to hate it. No.
Yes.
No, that's a very good call. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do feel like, you know, just as the woman in a, you know, relationship with a man, that I always take on like hosting duties and stuff like that and just automatically. And that is really good to just remember that it's like, no, this is your family and like your responsibility. It's hard to know without knowing what they're like. Like if they are people who are going to want to do stuff all the time or if they're just going to be cool chilling out. I think shared space. I don't know. She didn't mention a bathroom, or they didn't mention a bathroom. So I'm like, okay, hopefully there's two bathrooms.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Hopefully that's its own situation. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of like day tour stuff that they could just go do. Is there a bus, like a pickup old people bus tour? What are the Red Hat Ladies of Alaska doing?
Or, like, yeah, like a little. Can you guys like if it's feasible time and money wise, can you take a little trip like out to the coast? Everyone I know that's been to Alaska seems to love the coastline there. Like a little trip like that to get you everybody out of the house might be nice. I just think it's fun too, kind of like when you have parents or in-laws in, like to find a series to binge. That's always kind of like
that's a good idea.
Yes, that's nice. Yeah, because maybe get a talk about too.
Get a puzzle. You can put a puzzle out on a table. So,
That's fun. Yeah, I like that.
Dinners that take a long time to make.
Ooh, yes.
And eat. They're both complicated to make, complicated to eat.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, depending on how they are, you know, again, if you're the host, you might feel pressure to, like, be the one making stuff or providing the food or whatever. Like, try to let go of that a little bit and let them, like, if they want to make you dinner, make dinner. You know what I mean? Like, it's 2 weeks. Like, you can't keep that kind of thing up. So just, like, try to, like, release a little bit of that if you're that kind of person.
I spent almost a full week at the beach last summer it was me, my husband, and his parents. And we were all, like, in the same little condo, and it overall, like, it worked out well, but I did have to let him know. I was like, look, when I first wake up in the morning, I'm gonna go out, I am gonna retrieve my coffee, come back to the bedroom,
and like let myself wake up while I watch Real Housewives on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will join y'all. And you're going to need, you know, just you're kind of like establish those expectations of like, because I know I need like a minute to.
Totally.
So if there's anxiety about like how on you have to be or like what what you're going to need to do, like it's all about. I'm a big fan of trying to like establish, talk through those expectations for each other.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a really good idea. What what is your like go-to when you just like need that and let your partner know that like that's going
to
be happening?
Yeah, because it is like that is a good way to describe it of like being on. And like that's a lot before you've had your coffee. Like protect that space. Like you don't need to be on before you're ready. Like
Yeah.
Exactly. And especially on and in your space, not knowing how like, you know, they could be lovely, you know, and it's no big deal, but it could also, they could be kind of hovering and like, oh, where is she? What's she doing? Like just, but regardless, it's going to be lovely. And even if there is a disaster, you know, cause there are always going to be like hiccups with family time in small joint, like spaces like that. And maybe it'll just be an opportunity for you and your partner to just have a funny story down the road. Yeah. Remember that time.
Oh, you're going to be able to talk so much shit once they leave. So just think about that.
You know? It will be a bonding opportunity with
your partner. Yeah,
for sure.
Because I do think that's the other thing. Like with your own partner, like you guys can ignore each other. You probably ignore each other all the time, right? Like you guys, you and your husband can be in the living room, like both on your phones, like not talking. So it is almost like more engagement than you're used to even having with like your most intimate person.
Totally. It's a like a roommate who like, who's just like always up in your shit or whatever, you know, it's a lot.
Totally. Well, and you can also like mix up. Like, it doesn't need to be all four of you doing everything together. It's like, you could take out the mom, you could take out the dad, he could take out, you know, like, it can be different combinations of everybody. don't let, like, or...
We can have, mom-in-law. I'm trying to do a girl dad. Yeah, I can't get it.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, find the different combos. I think that's the move. And then, like, your partner can, they can take their parents out without you several times too. I think maybe don't think that you know, you don't need to be there for every single thing.
1,000%. Yeah.
You know what I like to do to get out of the house, or maybe like if you want to invite your mother-in-law, is nails.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
What I love about nails, especially if you go by yourself, is like, it's just, you literally can't look at your phone. Like you're just kind of like stuck in this relaxing place.
Feel so like I have such like blue balls about like getting my nails done because I can't because I am like a horrible nail biter. And so like I'm always just like, wow, that would be nice. Like,
what about pedicures?
Just like, yeah, I can do that. But I just feel like they're going to, I don't know. I just have nail like PTSD. So
I get that.
I just am like, I see, you know, people like going together and doing it or by themselves. Like someday that'll be me.
I always come in with mine trimmed down super low, like as low as I want them, because they'll never do it themselves. How low? Because I hate having nails like go over my fingertips at all. Mm. And they're always like this, and I was like, no. And what I say now is I play guitar and I pretend like I. But it's also because I bite them. Yeah, but it's interesting because it made me think. I was like, if I'm also like lesbians don't have long nails very often, right? Because you know, get up in there. It's like, you know.
A lot of people need short nails. Yeah.
Like, a lot of reasons.
Doctors need short nails.
Yeah. A lot of reasons.
Fingering somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saving someone's life.
If you're putting on pantyhose, you don't want to, you know, rip them.
It's a lot.
Have you guys worn pantyhose recently?
I actually have.
It's been a while.
How was it, Kristen?
You know, it was okay. It was okay. It was on New Year's Eve. As part of a costume, and they were actually, this is not an ad, I promise, but they were Legs brand, and
the one that come in the egg.
They're great. I think they do come in the egg, but they were
they do.
They're like nice enough that like, I'm not scared. I just always will rip them. But these cannot be ripped. So, that was okay. But the first 5 minutes,
it's
wait, what was the costume? New Year's costume.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by a costume on New Year's.
everyone doesn't put on a costume to greet the new year. So my friends and I did a murder mystery party.
Ooh, that's fun.
And it was an 80s prom theme.
Oh, that's cool.
Gotta do paintings for that. Yeah. That's cool.
And it was nice because, like, we didn't want to have to fool with, like, going out. And it also kept, like, a manageable size of, like, people. Even though it was, unfortunately, a COVID super spreader event. But
oh, no! The murder mystery COVID super spreader.
Yeah.
But
at least everyone looked cool.
Yeah. Well, and get this. The murderer was patient zero.
Of course.
Damn.
Yeah. They took the role seriously.
Daniel Day-Lewis much? A little messy.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't worn pantyhose forever. I wear tights like fairly occasionally.
What's the distinction? That's just like the
pantyhose are just like a lot thinner and like more like
right? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. When we were in Vegas for Thanksgiving, I like wanted to wear a skirt, but you know, Vegas gets really cold at night, so I made like a last minute decision to go into the CVS, which by the way, the CVS on the Vegas Strip is one of the funniest places in the world.
Crazy.
Everyone has a drink in their hand. Like it's so funny to be in a CVS with people with like yards. But anyway, I bought pantyhose and I hadn't worn them I think since I was like 14 or 15 maybe, but like I forgot how like itchy they are. Like,
yeah, some of them are awful and just like itchy and like just thin and
yeah, and just that
you
feeling,
didn't get legs.
Yeah, or like when you cross your legs. Oh yeah.
Right, the like swish swish swish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if any pantyhose want to sponsor us, you know, we'll try them out.
I'll take it.
And if they're like cheap ones, they'll like kind of fall down. So you're sort of like waddling, you know? Like,
Yeah, no, I always have that thing where I'm like yanking them up and like redoing it halfway. Yeah. Real ladylike.
It feels like they either fall all the way down past your butt crack or like they're up to like your nipples.
Yes.
I always, if I have them on, they are up, they're under the tits, the bra's going over them. Yep. It was a full on situation.
You gotta lock them in. You'll never nude.
Yeah, gotta lock them in.
Although I guess that is a scenario where the yoga pants style of the butt crack, you know, that might help on a pantyhose.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Kind of hold it in place.
Yeah, I like that.
Really,
I'm just
that
innovating.
Ass.
You know, free business ideas, y'all.
Thank you.
Here you go.
So are you saying that we should release a butthole,
an exclusive butthole pantyhose?
Yeah,
I think they'd fly off the shelves. A ruche, yes.
Yeah,
with flattering ruching down the calf.
Hey, everything else is coming back in style. So, pantyhose, you're up next.
Yeah, Kristen, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for hanging with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell everyone where they can find your show and anything else you have going on.
Well, you can listen to Unladylike anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can follow Unladylike Media on Instagram, TikTok, and for whatever reason, yes, still Twitter, which I'm not calling X.
No.
Never.
No,
ever,
never.
Ever.
No, we're
absolutely
not printing Twitter, Elon.
No. No. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And everybody, we'll talk at you next week. Thank you.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
What up, bitches? Happy Valentine's Day. I am severely pregnant, stuck at home watching old episodes of Bob's Burgers. And I got to V for Valentine's Detta. And Nat is the limousine driver. Totally see this being a Brandy character. She's got the stink bombs for the revenge of the boyfriend. She has all of these wild interactions where you can come through the back at the restaurant because she knows one of the bussers. And watch it. It's Brandy. I love it. And I hope you guys appreciate that. Love y'all. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I was just listening to the latest episode where you were chatting about men's ability to do laundry, which, fair. but I do have a hot tip for any ladies who are interested in getting their man to do their laundry. They'll brag, but I have not done my laundry in years because my partner does our laundry. And the way to get him to treat your high-quality garments with the proper care and handling is simply to introduce him to men's Lululemon clothing, right? Okay, buy your man some Lululemon. Teach him how important it is to wash that Lululemon with care and to air dry it. And before you know it, he will be doing your laundry. That's all I have to say. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.